Title of our thoughts tonight are simply this from the book of Matthew chapter 7, Two Ways, Two Trees, Two Builders. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for your love and for your mercy. Lord, we pray for Leona and her family, the loss of Jerry. Lord, give them peace and comfort at this time. Lord, we think of these of our number who are suffering from the COVID virus. So, Lord, we just pray that you'd have your hand upon these different ones with the issues that they have. Be with our church, Lord, as we continue to go forward. Help us, Lord, to be ever mindful of the fact that there is a job to be done until you call us home. And, Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Two ways, the book of Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago. There are two spiritual ways to travel. One way leads to heaven and eternal life. The other way leads to hell and eternal damnation. Now, we're nearing the end of the Sermon on the Mount. And the Lord is going to give some thoughts here, as we have said, two ways, two trees, and two builders. So let's read, if you would, please, from Matthew chapter 7, and we'll begin reading at verse 13. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You know, it's very important that when our Lord speaks, that we listen. It's very important that we are not just hearers of the word, but doers. Let me read to you from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. And it says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. We find that the Lord's desire is that we listen to what he has to say, that we are going to be doers and not hearers only. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 25, it tells us that there are ways that seem right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of destruction. Now, can I tell you this? There are ways that seem okay, but if we're not following the Lord's way, we are headed for destruction. We are headed for rough seas, shall we say. The broad way is the easy way. It is the popular way. It is the way of the majority. Warren Wiersbe writes, the way of life is narrow, lonely, and costly. We can walk on the broad way and keep our baggage of sin and worldliness. But if we enter the narrow way, we must give up those things. Unquote. Interesting thought. A couple of questions come to mind. Number one, did your profession of faith in Christ cost you anything? Now, if you're like me and you were saved as a child, it didn't cost near as much as those who were saved in their later years, their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, etc. That is when it really costs you something, when you have to change a lifestyle. When you give up the cussing, when you stop doing things that the world does, but you're not going to do them, and it can cost you something. Another question, did your decision for Christ change your life? It should have. it should have. So we have two ways. Then we have two trees. Two trees. Continuing here in Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 15. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15. Be aware of false prophets. Can I say this? There are a lot of false prophets in our world today. There are many who are pushing religion and telling us that there are multiple ways into heaven. But yet the Lord Jesus Christ died for mankind. There was no need for any other way. So any other way is a counterfeit way. It is one that is part of the broad way that leads to destruction. Verse 16. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Two trees, the tree that produces good fruit and the tree that doesn't. As we continue 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing. They may sound good, but then humanism does sound good. It makes sense from a purely human point of view. Jesus Christ is declaring that those who truly have faith in him will have changed lives and will produce fruit for God's glory. They want to produce fruit. They want to do that which is right. They want to be a tree with good fruit. Now, let's be honest. You go looking for food there at your local store, wherever it is. And I know I was looking for some plums yesterday. And as I reached for one, I felt on the backside, it was all soft. And my finger almost squished into it. And I knew immediately that this was a piece of fruit that I wasn't going to buy. And so I set it up so that anybody looking at it could see the bad spot. See, you don't want to get fruit that is damaged or rotten. You want good fruit. And that's what the Lord wants. Good fruit from his people. In the creation week, we find that our Creator God declared that all nature would produce after its own kind. Can I tell you this? That cats, be they the house cat all the way up to the lion, all part of the cat family, all they can produce are cats. They cannot produce dogs. See, dogs produce dogs. All kinds of different dogs. But they produce dogs. Now, horses are part of the same family with zebras and things like that. But they're all of the same family and they can only produce their kind. See, evolution would try to tell you that one thing made something else. Well, that's not the way it is. Do you know if you have tomatoes, you have tomatoes, because tomatoes make tomatoes. We find that green beans can only make green beans. The thing is, in our spiritual world, we are to produce spiritual fruit. The natural world produces after its kind, and in the spiritual world, we produce after our kind. Again, Warren Wiersbe writes, good fruit comes from good trees, but bad fruit comes from bad trees. The tree that produces rotten fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Sometimes all you have to do is listen to someone, and it isn't long before you know where their frame of mind is. What they're wanting to give you as fact in their life. Well, I hope that because of our desire to serve the Lord, people who listen to us realize that we are godly people. So we have two ways, two trees and two builders. Let's begin reading at verse 21 of Matthew chapter 7. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Notice that to get into heaven, we have to do the will of the Father. The will of the Father was that Jesus Christ would come and die for the sins of mankind. That was his will. That is what we have to do, is trust in Jesus Christ. Any other way is wrong. It's man's way. We continue. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Now, if you listen to what they're saying, we were religious. We did these things in your name. But look what Jesus said. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. When he says depart, he is sending them literally to hell, because they were trying to get into heaven through good works. But there is only one way into heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. Verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Listening to what the Lord wants, to be obedient. Is it important to be obedient to God? Let me read to you from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15, and I'll read two verses, verses 22 and 23. Samuel, the prophet, is talking to Saul, the king. And he says, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. We need to make sure that we are following the ways of the Lord. We find that Cain was upset with God's way. Now, Abel did it God's way. He sacrificed the lamb like he was supposed to. But Cain said, well, I don't want to do a lamb. I want to do the fruit of the ground. I've worked hard. I have made these produce great carrots and broccoli and cauliflower. I have all these things that look so nice. I'm going to sacrifice them. He was being rebellious. When we try to enter heaven another way than through Jesus Christ, we are being rebellious. From picturing two ways and two trees, our Lord closed his message by picturing two builders and their houses. Ponder this thought by Warren Wiersbe. The two ways illustrate the start of the life of faith. The two trees illustrate the growth and results of the life of faith here and now. And the two houses illustrate the end of this life of faith, when God shall call everything to judgment. There are false prophets at the gate that leads to the broad way, making it easy for people to enter. But at the end of the way, there is destruction. He continues, the final test is not what we think of ourselves or what others may think. The final test is what will God say? How can we prepare for this judgment? by doing God's will. Obedience to his will is the test of true faith in Christ. The test is not words, not just saying, Lord, Lord. How easy it is to learn a religious vocabulary. And even memorizing Bible verses and religious songs and yet not obeying God's will. Remember that words are not a substitute for obedience. Unquote. We are to hear God's words and do them, as we read in James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. Let me reread verse 25, if you would, please. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed to do the work of the Lord. Can I ask you this? Have you ever had a day in which you were going to do a number of projects around the house? Maybe you even had a list. You put it in your pocket and you began to do different things around the house. And at the end of the day, you sat down with a good meal and then you reached into your pocket and pulled out your notes and you realized you had forgotten to do one of the things you wanted to do. You always feel frustrated when you don't do what is necessary. Well, I think it frustrates the Lord when we forget to do his will, when we are not willing to follow after his teachings. In your mind's eye, you've been there listening on the hillside where Jesus has been speaking. Everything from the Beatitudes to these final thoughts. And let's read again verse 24 and then down through verse 27. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. Can you imagine? The Lord is saying that we are wise when we follow his teaching. Verse 25. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. In your mind's eye, can you see these two builders as they desire to build their house? One upon the sand and one upon a rock. Verse 27 says, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. We must not stop with only hearing, but with studying his word. But that even in itself is not enough, for hearing must result in doing. I was reading about do-it-yourself projects if you want to put in a security system in your house. And they were talking about how you can put in the better deadbolts and you can put in the motion detectors and you can have these things that will alert you on your phone and all these things you can do. And you can go and you can purchase all of that stuff. And you can bring it home. And then forget to put it in. See, it doesn't do you any good to buy all of the things that are supposed to help secure your home if you don't put them in. And yet how many people even will come to church and they go through the motions of singing the songs and maybe giving an offering and reading the word of God when it is read, and then they leave the church and they don't do anything with what they've just been taught. Sometimes they become rebellious. They become angry. They think, no one's going to tell me what to do. But it's not the preacher that's telling you. It's the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit moves and convicts people. This is what it means to build on the rock, the foundation that is secure, when we are willing to be doers. Obedience is the evidence of true faith. Obedience. The two men in the story had much in common. Both built a house that looked good and sturdy. But when the judgment came, the storm, one of the houses collapsed. What was the difference? Not the mere external look, to be sure. The difference was in the foundation. The successful builder dug deep and set his house on a solid foundation. One of the reasons there are so many skyscrapers in New York City is because they can build on solid rock. And it is a place where they have built many because of the foundation they can build upon, the solid rock there in that area. See, if you're going to build something that's going to withstand time, it has to be on a good foundation. This leads to our conclusion. The two ways tell of the to us to examine the cost of our profession of faith. Two ways. They tell us to examine the way we are going. Religion will not get us into heaven. Only faith in Jesus Christ. The two trees tell us to investigate whether our lives have really changed and are we producing good fruit. You know, I mentioned this morning the little saying that if we were put on trial for being a Christian, is there enough evidence to convict us? The fact is there not enough evidence to convict us of being a born-again Bible believer? How important it is that we remain faithful to the Lord. The two houses remind us that true faith in Christ will last. Not only in the storms of life, but also in the final judgment. Why should we listen and do? Let's read the last two verses of this chapter. Verse 28 and 29. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Why should we listen? Because we are listening to the words of the Son of God. We are listening to God himself. And he only has our best interests in mind. So there are two ways. We need to make sure we're going in the right way. There are two trees. We need to make sure that we are producing fruit. And then there are two houses that are being built. Is your spiritual house built upon something that is solid? Will it endure the judgment of the Lord? Because none of us want to hear, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I never knew you." So shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the thoughts that we find here in the book of Matthew. And with the thought of James, that we are not to be hearers only, but doers. Help us, Lord, to be active in your work, doing your will. Lord, we pray for Leona and her family during their loss. Be with them as they prepare for the funeral this coming Thursday. Be with those of our number who are sick. Help them, Lord, to overcome the COVID issue. Be with the others who have health issues and concerns. Lord, thank you for your love. for your mercy and all that you provide day by day. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.